But I tip my hat off to the guys. When we needed to make a couple plays, we did. And then we kind of turned it over to Patrick, and he did his thing. So thank God for us, we ended up having more points than they did.
I'll tell you what I was really impressed about with your defense, and we know Jalen Hurts was incredible in the game, and he did a good job through the air and then also on the ground, but you guys really did shut down their running backs, Coach. What was the key there?
Well, it was a focus going in. We knew we couldn't play these guys very well if they were two-dimensional, so we had to take something away, and we focused on the run part of it. Now, I give Jalen Hurts all kinds of credit. He is an impressive, talented quarterback that runs that offense as good as anybody. And he just put some throws on the money. I was extremely impressed with him. My hat goes off to him and what they did and their offensive staff. I mean, they came up with plays early. You know, they kind of had us behind a little bit. And fortunately, you know, we rallied up at halftime. Our guys never, you know, stuck their head in the sand. They came out, played well, got a couple of stops, like I said, and we were able to turn around a little bit. But I thought what Philadelphia did was pretty good.
We know the Chiefs throughout the years have been down before at halftime or in a big game. What was the vibe and the feel in the locker room at halftime down by 10?
Yeah, we were a little, you know, listen, we were a little surprised. That kind of, yeah, they punched us in the mouth a little bit, you know, a little shell shocked. But once we got in there, it was a long halftime. So the message early, we kind of had two messages or two five-minute segments where we visited with the guys. But early it was, look, even as bad as it feels, because nobody likes to give up 24 points and a half, we were only down 10 points, and we just kept reminding ourselves it was 10 points. Our offense was getting the ball first. You know, Patrick, him and the other 10, they go out and do their thing, and we'll be right back in it. And that's what happened. Gave us a little bit of juice. We came out, we get a stop, holding to a field goal, then get a couple of stops, and, you know, before you know it, we're ahead. So, you know, our guys are resilient. The whole team I'm talking about, from quarterback right through the defense, and fortunately for us, it worked again, you know, this past game.
I thought that field goal, bending but don't breaking, early on in that second half was enormous for you guys to hold them to that field goal and make it a 27-21 game even though you were trailing.
Yeah, that was big, and this is going to go lost in the whole shuffle here, but there was a key third and, I don't know if it was third and five or third and four down in the red zone. They came out in an empty. We had a particular check-in that we did put in at halftime, and I think it caused their coach to call a timeout. Which was good, because I think they might have run a different play there. And then when they came back out, you know, fortunately for us, they threw it underneath, I believe. We got a tackle before we got to the sticks, and they kicked the field goal. But that was important. I mean, our offense could just come down and scored, and we certainly didn't want to go back to 10 points behind again. So it was things like that in the game that, you know, helped us to eventually win it.
Steve Spagnuolo here with us, the world champion, three-time world champion defensive coordinator in the NFL, one with the Giants and two with the Kansas City Chiefs. Going into this game, Spags, there was a lot of talk about their defense and then also their offensive line. I know you don't need any extra motivation for a Super Bowl, but did you feel like your team was getting a little disrespected? Did you sense that from your players throughout the week?
You know, it's funny. Our heads are buried in those offices as coaches, so I don't really get to see much or hear much, and, you know, so we're not privy to it. But somebody mentioned it to me later in the week, and, you know, if that's what was out there and it gave our guys a little bit of inspiration, great. I don't think we needed any more than the fact that we were playing in a huge game. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than the Super Bowl. But listen, you know, people say what they want before the game. That's okay. You still got to go out and play it. And I think our guys understand that it's what goes on between the white lines that matters most.
I know Hurts was unbelievable. The fumble was also big. Nick Bolton picks it up and takes it into the end zone. And he must have had a second one in the game as well, Coach. How about him and what he's been able to do for your team all throughout the year?
Yeah, he's key. Wouldn't that have been terrific if that if that second one had been a scoop and score? He might have been the MVP of the game. I mean, he got the trifecta on the first one. You know, he causes the fumble, he picks the fumble up, and he scores a touchdown. That was huge in the game. Quite honest with you, being honest with you, Zach, I forget about that. You know, I'm just so concerned about not letting them score points. But for us to get 7 points on defense, that's big. Nick Bolton is a key cog in what we do and how we operate. I can't say enough about him. You know, if I'm gonna toot anybody's horn, it's going to be Nick's. I didn't think he got near enough credit this year playing the linebacker position, but that's me. You know, I'm certainly biased. But I think people will realize the kind of player, exceptional Mike linebacker that he is as we go forward here. So I was really happy for him.
What did you think about the review? Did you think there was any chance that play was going to stand on the second one? Because in the stadium, I was sitting next to a few Chiefs fans, and even they thought that one was coming back, Coach.
You're talking about the second fumble that scooped up? Yeah. Well, I, you know, it's one of those, I believe they ruled it incomplete. My guess is if they had ruled it complete fumble score, that they would have left it that way, because it was kind of one of those that was 50-50. But, you know, the officials saw it a certain way. And that's how it goes. You know, sometimes you win those, sometimes you lose. But it really would have been nice for Nick and for us to have gotten that. That would have been, I think it was the first play of the second half, so it would have been huge.
Steve Spagnuolo here with us. I want to have you just look back at Chris Jones a little bit, Coach, because we all know what he means to this team and what he's done in this league as well. You've coached a lot of great players. Just how does he kind of rank in all the players that you've coached throughout the years with – what he's able to do on the defensive side of the ball for you guys?
Yeah, he's as probably the most dominant inside player that I've ever had or been around. He makes a huge difference in any game, and certainly in big games. And the one nice thing about him is he's such a great athlete and long and talented that he's flexible enough to go outside. We did a little bit of that in the game. We did a little bit of putting him on the center. We were trying to get back to that again, you know, in that third and fourth quarter, and never got the situation where we could do it. But he's so flexible and so dominant. The things that go unnoticed is he did some good things in the run game in this game, where he's just dominant, knocks the line of scrimmage back, and our guys feed off of that. But he's an exceptional player. I mean, I told him the other day, now listen, I'm biased, but to me he was the defensive player of the year. You know, hopefully we can, going forward, maybe he'll get that someday. But he's certainly worthy of all the recognition that he gets.
Steve Spagnuolo here with us. So, Spags, I thought it was a very unselfish play by McKinnon, because he could have easily walked in that end zone, and then you guys would have to go back on the field, and who knows what would have happened. In that moment, I'm sure you were happy that that he went down right at the 1 or 2 yard line.
Well, to be honest with you, Zach, I had mixed feelings. He's an intelligent – I love that kid, and it was an intelligent play. But part of me – after giving up that touchdown, part of me wanted to go back out and close it somehow. You know, I mean, I knew that we were going to score or get a field goal or something in there. And, you know, the pride in you as a defensive coach or a defensive player is you want to go out and help close it for your team. But exceptional move by him on that, the Jet, as we call him. Just a real smart football player. Team guy, right? I mean, he got a chance to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl, and he doesn't do it because he realizes the most important thing is to win the game. So my hat goes off to him.
Were you surprised they called holding on that 3rd and 8 to give you guys the first down?
You know, I haven't seen the play, so I don't really know. I mean, listen, I know in games we've played, we've had that against us too. So however they saw it, they saw it. And, you know, listen, again, if they don't call the holding penalty, I believe we kick a field goal, and then I got confidence that our guy's going to go out and find a way to win it in a 3-point game. But they called, and that's the way it is, so we'll take it.
I know there weren't a lot of drives in the second half, but what really changed with your defense in the second half, Coach?
Yeah, we made, again, there were a few minor adjustments. We talked about some things that we were going to do. We got a chance to do a couple of them. The one I talked about when they came out and, you know, they had an empty formation, and we made an adjustment. That was key. And then, you know, I just thought our guys hung in there, tackled. You know, I made a couple of, like you said, a couple of key stops. Third down was really important. We didn't play well overall on third down, but in that second half we did, and we were able to get off the field, and that was key to get the ball back to Patrick.
I remember last time we had you on after the Chiefs won that Super Bowl a few years ago, I asked you when you sensed that your defense could be a championship caliber defense, and I remember, Spags, you said it was in the game where Mahomes got hurt a few years back. Your defense made a big play late, and that really created a domino effect in terms of confidence. You talked earlier about this being, you know, some guys, a very young group. When did you realize that this group could go to a level of a championship caliber kind of team?
Yeah, that's a difficult question. I mean, all year long, it was really just the grind to keep getting them better. I didn't know where that would culminate or what we would become. I do think that we peaked as a group in that Cincinnati game because Joe Burrow throwing the football all over the ball yard, and in other games, the first game we had played them, I thought we gained a lot of confidence there. And, you know, again, we played, made just enough plays in this past game to help us win. I think, you know, I think all the guys would tell you we would have liked to have performed overall better. You know, the long passes, you know, if you could take those two away, and you can't do that, it would have made all the difference in the world. But I think it was a slow, gradual progress. We got better as the season went on, and we played our best football at the end, you know, with a chance to maybe play better in this past Super Bowl game. But I was really, really proud of the way the guys performed all year long.
Now, you know how it is. Every game's different, and you never know how the games are going to play out. But you go back to that AFC title game, you guys do not get to the Super Bowl, nor are obviously standing where you are today as a three-time champion if it wasn't for the way that your defense played up against Burrow in that AFC title game.
Yeah, again, I go back. I was really proud of the way the guys played there. Listen, to hold them to 20 points, that offense, again, like Philadelphia's,
yeah,
explosive. They can put up a bunch of points at any time. Joe Burrow, I think, is elite, and all the other weapons that they have that we know about. But our guys stood up, and, you know, the thing we forget about, L.J. Snead got hurt like the third play of that game. We're without our best corner, and those young guys stepped it up. So, yeah, that was we won't ever forget that, and it did get us to the Super Bowl. So that I think, is a feather in the cap of the defensive guys.
What is there to say, Coach, about Patrick Mahomes at this stage? Because nothing surprises me anymore, but this is probably, I thought, his most impressive year, because you take away Tyreek, and the way that he really did spread that ball out all throughout the season was very impressive.
Yeah, we can't listen. None of us can say enough about Patrick and how much he means to us and the type of guy that he is. I mean, his leadership permeates all the way through the team, over to defense, special teams, the whole thing. And he is what he is. He's what everybody sees in terms of how elite he is and the great plays that he makes. And I'm sure glad I'm on a team with him at quarterback.
Steve Spagnuolo, a few more before we let you run, and I appreciate you doing this. As you're now a three-time Super Bowl champion, Chiefs win the Super Bowl on Sunday up against the Eagles in a crazy game. You've been with Andy for a long time, and you were there in Philly with him too. To see him now be a two-time Super Bowl champion after all those years of wondering if he was ever going to win one, and now he has two, just how do you kind of reflect it, and what does that mean to you for Andy Reid?
Yeah, listen, Andy means the world to me. The first guy I grab when we won both these Super Bowls is him, because I feel that strongly about him. I'm just so happy for him getting it. I mean, to me, he's a five-time Super Bowl winner. When I say that, that's where I put him, in that group, even though he doesn't have it statistically. But it's really nice to know that they can call him as a head coach, as a two-time Super Bowl winner. That certainly, listen, we all know he's a future Hall of Famer. And he's a future Hall of Famer statistically as a head coach, but more as a person and a man. And there isn't a guy that's worked for him, that's been around Andy, that doesn't feel that way. He just has that much effect on people, players, people that work for him and with him. And I can't say enough about him. I'm sure glad I'm working for him.
Nothing against Jonathan Gannon or Shane Steichen, because there's a lot of people that are deserving of jobs in this league. We talked before about maybe you getting a second chance to be a head coach. Eric Bieniemy hasn't got a first chance to be a head coach yet. Does that at all like rub you the wrong way when you see their defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator get head coaching jobs today, and you and Eric still have not got that? You got it once with the Rams, but Eric hasn't got it at all.
Well, listen, it's an interesting question. I don't ever I never feel that way. Would I like the opportunity to do again? Yeah. I mean, it's a prideful business, and yeah, I think the second time around is always better for a lot of people. It's been proven. Would I like another chance? Yes. But I'm happy for those other guys. Listen, Jonathan Gannon was with us with the Rams. He was a pro scout for us at the time, so I'm happy for him. And I wish all those guys luck. And I do know this. I got a really good job. God has blessed me with the experiences I've had. And if it's in God's plans for me to be a head coach down the road, I will be. It won't have anything to do with anything else. And if that happens, I'll be a happy man. If not, I'm very, very content with what I'm doing right now. And listen, I get to enjoy a parade tomorrow. That's not too bad either, right?
What are you going to be like at the parade? You're now a vet at these things.
I just hang out on the one. When Marie and I just hang out on one of the buses or floats or whatever they have, and we just take it all in and enjoy it. I love watching the people at those things.
Last thing I'll ask you, Coach, that moment after the game with you, Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy embracing was pretty special. Just, I know you said you haven't seen it yet again, but you lived it. What was going on in that little conversation and all the elation and euphoria right after the game?
I'll be honest with you, there's not much conversation because you can't hear anything. It's so loud and everybody's jumping around, but there's a lot of smiles and a lot of hugging, but there's a lot of I love yous. And like I say, Andy was the first guy I wanted to grab because of what he means to me. And then after that, then I'm just looking for my wife. And that's a challenge in and of itself. Because we never talk about plans. Where are you going to be after if we win this? Because heaven forbid you don't want to talk about it before it happens. But just love Andy, and it was a great moment. And then everything that happens the half hour and into the hours of the night that happen after that are just very, very special.
I know you have a lot of family that are Patriot fans. You also worked for the Eagles years ago, and you have a lot of close people that know you that are Eagles fans. You're not going to be popular with your friends, Coach.
Yeah, I went through it when I'd go back to New England where my family, where I grew up. But listen, hopefully the Eagles fans won't kick us out of Philadelphia. We still have a home there. But listen, they're passionate, and I would love it. Thank God we won. I wasn't sure if I was going to have to sell the place if that had happened. But right now I can keep going back to the Jersey Shore where all the Eagles fans are. But really, I'm very, very blessed and very fortunate and humbled by it all, Zach. I really am.
Well, Coach, really do appreciate you doing this. Once again, congratulations, and enjoy the offseason. Thanks so much. You deserve it.
Appreciate it, Zach. Thanks for having me on. Take care.